Om Shanti, 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 Om. Good evening. It's good to see your smiling faces again. I said smiling faces. No frowns.
Look behind you.
Is a frown behind me?
No, it's a smile.
Oh, my God.
As an obedient servant.
You are. I welcome you with all my heart. It's good to be with you again. I love you. All is well. Let's go home. As most of you know, I receive many phone calls from all over the world. I received an interesting phone call last night about 8 o'clock, which I will share with you. It was from Osaka, Japan. Somehow this Japanese lady got a hold of one of the transcripts. I asked her, "How'd you get my phone number?" She related to me that she thought I was in Ramana Ashram. So she called Ramana Ashram. And they gave her my phone number. What are they doing with my phone number? I'm glad the address is the box number back in the transcripts. Well, the box person has already told me many people have come looking for me. Let them pay homage to the box. But anyway, this Osaka lady asked me a question. She said, "Is the world really an illusion? And is everything preordained?" There's a lot of confusion about this. This is what we'll discuss a little slowly here. I spent approximately an hour on the phone with her. And when she hung up, she was more confused than ever. I asked her to begin with, "From what viewpoint are you speaking? From the viewpoint of the Yani or from the viewpoint of the Ayani? Or from the viewpoint of wisdom or from the viewpoint of ignorance?" If you're speaking from the viewpoint of the Yani, from the sage, to the sage there is no world and there's no preordination. Go to the individual souls, the individual ego, to the individual I. There is a world. And preordination really exists for the person who believes they are the body. Now you cannot intellectually say, "I do not believe I am the body, therefore the world is non-existent and I can do anything I like." This will never work. As long as you feel you are alive as a human being, then no matter how intellectually you will say to yourself, "This world does not exist," it will exist. Do not make that mistake, believing that the world does not exist. For some people tell me if the world does not exist, I can do anything I like. I can rob a bank, I can kill people. It doesn't matter, nothing exists. Of course, the answer is nothing exists when you're talking like this. If you really were aware that nothing exists, the world does not exist, you would be stoned. There would be absolutely nothing for you to say. And of course, you do not exist either. Therefore, who is asking this question? And as far as preordination is concerned, this is the truth for the Ayami. For the human being that's steeped in ignorance of the world. And you can tell yourself if you are or you're not by the way the world affects you. If you become depressed, discouraged, angry, upset, you think there's something wrong somewhere, you look at the world situation, you worry, you're upset over it, this means that you believe you're the body. And you're going through experiences in this earth. Therefore, this world does exist for you. It is very real, I'll never think it's not. And everything in your life is preordained, predestined. Therefore, don't believe that you can do anything you like. Whatever you do is preordained. So she asked me, if I go and rob the bank, is that preordained? Of course, I said, if you rob the bank, then it's preordained. You would not even be asking a question. What you have to do, you will do. What you're supposed to do every second of your life in this body of yours, what you feel exists, has been mapped out before you were born. Every turn you make, every finger you move, has been mapped out before you were born. So there's no use asking a question like this, if you can rob a bank or not rob a bank. Just by you talking to me is preordained. Asking these stupid questions is preordained. It's all preordained. Do not concern yourself whether you're going to do anything wrong or right. You're just one of the many actors on the stage of life. Everybody's come here to play a role, so to speak. Some people have to be the good guys, some people have to be the bad guys. This is the reason we never judge anybody. This is the reason you should never call anybody evil or bad. It is merely a role that they're playing. And a person on the path of Jnana does not judge anybody or anything. They leave everything alone. They observe it, they watch it, come to no conclusions. Good and bad is out of their vocabulary. Right and wrong has been transcended. This happens before you become fully enlightened. There's absolutely nothing wrong in this whole universe. Least of all, yourself. You no longer worry about yourself. For even though you sort of feel as if you're still a piece of the body, you understand there's a grand bliss, a joy, an absolute reality that you can call God, that takes care of you completely and totally when you surrender completely and totally to the Source. So you see, you do not have to look after your life. You do not have to watch what you eat, or watch where you go, or watch what you do. For whatever you eat, wherever you go, whatever you do, is the right thing for you at the moment. It is where you're supposed to be. You are where you're supposed to eat. Everything is in its right place. If you learn to have faith like this, you will grow. But if you keep believing I am the doer, and I have to make things happen, otherwise nothing will happen, I'll fall apart, then you will be making things happen all of your life. There will be always something to make happen. It will never end. Yet this is also your role to play here on this earth. This is a destiny that's yours. Do what you're doing right now. So, the person who understands what I'm saying does not consider the question anymore, is the world real or false? Remember, if you have to ask this question, then the world is real. And you have to act accordingly. In the same instance, that person is then asked the question, is everything preordained? But remember, for whom are things preordained? Only for the Ayani, for the ignorant one. The only freedom you've got is to turn within and not react to anything. This is your freedom, your total and complete freedom. And that's really a lot of freedom if you think about it. You can really say that you're free to that extent. In other words, whatever befalls you, you do not become upset, irritable, angry. You merely observe it and watch it, and you realize that's your stuff that you gotta get rid of. That's your stuff you have to go through. It makes no difference how deeply you're suffering, if you're suffering, or how happy you are, if you're happy. If you're sick or healthy, if you're poor or rich, if you're married or single, if you're living in a hut or in a mansion, these things are relevant. What is relevant is your reaction to these things. The person does not react, grows spiritually, and becomes master of the world, so to speak. When I say becomes master of the world, I mean that person begins to realize that the whole universe is an emanation of the Self. Of the mind. It is you who are creating all of your situations. It is you who are creating your good and your bad, your right and your wrong, your happy and your sad, your rich and your poor, your healthy and your sick. it is you who are creating these things. Consequently, you take a step backward and you observe this in peace and wisdom. You begin to look intelligently at the world and your reaction to it. In retrospect, look at your life, where it's been up to now. You realize there's no future except the future that you're going to create by thinking. You think the future into existence. Where else would the future come from? Is there a machine that turns out futures? How does tomorrow get here? Where does next week come from? Next month, next year? The way of the world, the universe. Where does all things, these things come from? They come from yourself. You are the one that is thinking of these things and creating your past, your future, and your present. Therefore, the way to understand that there is no world, that the world is an illusion, that everything is preordained, is simply by not thinking about it. Then allow the mind current to carry you away into that type of thinking. Thinking that causes you to believe those things and causes those things to become an expression, to look real for you. So there's always you. To meditate, to pray, to seek right action, again, it's for the Ayani. For the person who believes they are a human being. For the person who believes they are a person, an entity, a self, an I. If you are the supreme wisdom, if you are the infinite intelligence, the absolute reality, the pure awareness, would you have to meditate? Would you have to pray? Would you have to do anything? Of course not. For the source does not pray about the source, since it is itself. The one Brahman does not pray about the one Brahman, because it is itself. The enlightened one does not pray whether the world is real or false. For the enlightened sage, there is no world that is real or false. The sage is beyond all concepts. Beyond all preconceived ideas. Beyond all imaginings. The sage does not look for out-of-body experiences. Or for contact with out-of-body spirits. Or for anything else. The sage, remember, is all-pervading. Nirvana, Satchitananda, Parabrahman. To the sage, there are no thoughts, no ideas, no past, no present, no future. The true sage can never be understood with the finite mind. Now let's talk about you. This, by the way, was a gist of the telephone conversation with him. What do you do with your life all day long? What do you think about? Are you in control of your emotions and your thoughts? Or are you still allowing the world to show you what's going on? Are you still allowing the world to show you what's right or wrong, what's good or bad, and you react to this? Are you still trying to change the world from bad to good? If you are, you can never awaken this way. You can never awaken to your true self as long as you believe something is wrong anywhere. Something being wrong anywhere means that what you call God doesn't know what she or he or whatever it is doing. Would that allow something to be wrong? When you awaken to the fact that you are the God, you are the ultimate reality, and the whole world is manifesting from your mind, all you've got to do is blink, keep still, stop thinking, stop the thoughts from arising, and everything else will take care of itself, and you'll be home. The important point here is you have to stop the thoughts from rising. In order for you to do this, you have to find the source of your thoughts. What is the source of your thoughts? You never ask a question like this. Well, if you're asking this question, is the ego answering the question? You may have read somewhere where the source of your thoughts are. But do not repeat the words like a parrot. A parrot may be taught to say, I'm not afraid of cats, I'm not afraid of cats, I'm not afraid of cats. But the first cat that jumps in the cage and starts squawking and screaming his head off. Just like most of us. We go around repeating affirmations, words of truth that we read someplace. We become like the parrot. the whole idea is to be silent. Not to add affirmations or words to your garbage bill. It is very filled with garbage. By garbage, I mean preconceived ideas, dogmas, opinions, some scars from previous lives. You're filled with these things. And you are a reacting machine. You react. That's what you do. There's react, react, react. Therefore, when you try to learn more knowledge and you read more books, all you're doing is adding on to the garbage bill. Of course, those of you realize the highest truth is to delete, not to add. To get rid of the things you believe in now. To empty yourself out totally and completely. All of your ideas, your feelings, all have to be emptied out of you. When you become totally and completely empty, there's nothing you have to do to fill it up again. Emptiness is realization. Emptiness is Brahman. Emptiness is the self. Emptiness is the real nature. So do not concern yourself whether the world is real or if everything is pure then. Do not waste your time thinking about things like this. Wouldn't it be more useful for you to say, to whom do these thoughts come? Who is thinking these thoughts? To whom do they come? They come to me, then who am I? I feel this would be more useful for you than wasting your time trying to find out what's real, what's false, who's enlightened, who's not, who's real, who's a fake, who's this, who's that. And trying to make your life a certain way when the one is always looking after you, the power that knows the way will always take care of you and lead you where you're supposed to be. Wake up. Be free. Stop searching for something that you already are. Stop judging others. Leave everything alone. Dive deep within. Deeper than you've ever gone before. Become one-pointed. Leave this world alone. you will be all right. No one really wants to hurt you or cause you any suffering. You are blessed. If you only knew what you were for an instant, you would burst out with joy. If you only knew your true divine nature, you would not be able to contain your happiness. Make your life simple. Live simply. If your life is too complicated, then you do not have time to go deep within yourself. Remove the complications from your life. We do not do this physically. We do this mentally. By inquiring to whom these complications come. Who needs them? Remember, when I talk to you this way, I never mean you have to leave your family or leave your job. Or drop everything and go into a monastery or a cave or anything else. All this is done mentally. As within, so without. As above, so below. The world responds to your new shape of your thoughts. The universe responds to your new being. In other words, the universe always turns into what you are. Whenever you look at the world, you're seeing yourself. Never forget this. All of the images of this world, including your body, are like bubbles on the ocean, like waves. They come and they go, but the ocean never changes. The bubbles always change. So for a while they pop, they become part of the ocean again. Then another bubble pops up, lasts for a while and pops, part of the ocean again. And so it is with forms of this earth. Your body, the world that you see, are simply the bubbles in the ocean. Do not be the bubble, be the ocean. And become free. We are already free. Awaken to it. Feel free to ask questions.
On Sunday, there was a long discussion about out of the body. I know as well that during Vietnam he was a liberal and some right wing snut. Beat him up and almost killed him. When he was in the operating room, he left his body, went up to the roof and over to the corner, and he looked down on the operating table, and he could see the doctors working on him and the nurses, and he could hear what they were saying. And he tried to talk back. He was felt a little disappointed that he wasn't able to make himself heard. And boy, it seems to me that it must be real significant that an individual can see without these eyes or hear without these ears. Would you comment on that?
All of this is from the mind. Just as we have this world, the dream world, we have the source, which we call the astral plane, which seems to be the source of the physical plane. We have the causal plane, the mental plane, and all of these planes, different things are happening. But these planes are like the world. They really do not exist. They're simply from the mind.
Don't worry about
it. All of these things do not exist in reality. What you want to do is to transcend, transmute all of these planes completely, totally, and absolutely. And it will never bother you again.
Forget about it.
The reason out of body experiences are so important to us is because they're different than our normal way of living. So naturally it seems like a miracle, it seems like something phenomenal is taking place, which it is. But when we talk about the Advaita Vedanta, it's the one that causes all these planes to be in existence. Consciousness. Pure, unalloyed consciousness. Consciousness is total freedom. When you go into out-of-body experiences, then what usually happens is you come back to your body and you have to live the life again. You just go through life and maybe you feel a little better because you realize there's no such thing as death. You were never born, you can never die. But if you talk to many of these people that have had these experiences, the feeling gradually begins to go away. And they become very earthbound again. Consequently, the things we want to really do is to go beyond those experiences, go beyond all the occult, go beyond everything the human mind can understand, to that place where there are no thoughts, no movement, no questions. Perfect bliss, which is your real nature.
Something you said earlier reminded me of the story about Shankaracharya when he was in a village with a mad elephant and he joined the others seeking safety, and after the danger was over, the villagers asked him, since he was proclaiming that there was no nothing in duality, so to speak, why did he seek shelter along with the rest of us? I've forgotten what he said.
That's the punchline. You've forgotten.
You got a punchline.
Sorry, I wouldn't have asked
you. Well, yeah, I think we told the story last week, didn't we?
It's very simple, not that particular story.
The
same idea. Story. And I forgot what she said about that.
Well, when the master came to him, was all the shiva, the elephants threw him a couple of yards. And he said, "Master, I thought you told me that all is well, and God is looking after us, and we'll take care of him." So Master said yes, but why don't you listen to the guy who told you to get out of the way? Because God's always looking after them too. You should have listened to him.
That was the voice of God.
Of course.
Robert, when we sense a light within, moving around inside our body, is that just, and I guess we feel the limits because it's running up against the walls in our body, is that just another split plane of the mind working?
When you feel the light within?
Yeah.
It means you're going to have a big electric bill. The light within cannot be spoken of. When you really feel the light within, it will totally and completely transform you. Many of us imagine that there's a light within. We can tell if the real light within has been seen or not by the way we react to life situations. Again, if the light within is real, you will be totally transformed into a new being. You will be at peace with yourself. Things will no longer frighten you. You will have compassion and love for everything. This is what this light does for you.
This light seems to have some barriers within. It seems to be lighting up parts of the body, but not all of it. Maybe in that state it's still mental.
Yes, I believe so. The mind can play many tricks on you, and it does. The mind can make you believe all sorts of things. But again, the experience in yourself by changing your whole mode of living. Everything in your life will change if you have a true spiritual experience. You will not be the same person anymore. You can't. But the light has burnt out all the gross feelings, has burnt out all the ignorance and stupidity and nonsense. You become a refreshed, blissful being. So you'll know when the light is real. You'll certainly know it yourself. And again, if you have to ask the question about it, then it's not real. But when you have the true light, there's no question about it whatsoever. You will be in the light. And you will know what freedom means.
There's no question about anything.
Really? So why are you asking me this question?
Is there any milestone between the human being and the Jnani?
And then what?
We can know,
missing link.
Is there any milestone between the Jnani and human being? Then we can know where we reach. What is our progress then?
What will happen to you is you will no longer be a human being. The progress is your body is dissolved in the yin.
So it's the last result, but in between. Is there any milestone where...
In between you feel peace. You feel joy, you feel bliss. You feel happy. You have wonderful feelings. things no longer upset you.
What I have to do in the daily life, you know, suppose I am the businessman or I have to drive the car, always I have to react with the mind, you know. Then if I sit down for the observing the mind, then mind all over the whatever the experience of daytime that's coming in the same time, all the thoughts and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. If the whole day gone for the peacefully, then I sit down quiet. If all day have the problem, then I cannot sit down with the quietness.
You are to know that you are not a doer. You are not a doer. You do not have to sit down to find quiet and peace. As you work, whatever you do, realize you are not the doer. And inquire within yourself, so who does this work come? Who does this work? I do? Who am I? You can say who am I to yourself all day long. It is not a mantra, but you can repeat it to yourself continuously. It will remind you of your true nature, of what you really are. It makes no difference how hard you have to work, where you work, or what you do. Just know I am not the doer. I am not the body. I am not the mind. I am. And do your work. And you will find your work is more efficient.